Get in there, boy. What do we have here? Such a pretty little thing, and all mine. And where do you think you're going, huh? Out there, into the fray? You think you'd fare any better? All those men about? Oh, the rape and pillage and murder. It's no place for an innocent boy such as yourself. But please, be my guest. I'll shove you out that door and you'll get your freedom. How does that sound to you? No, you'd rather stay with me? The horrid Viking that stole you away from your little cottage, then watched as my brothers burned it to the ground? You'd rather be in the company of such a vile creature? So cute. And smart, too. Because that's a very wise decision you just made there, darling. Don't pull away. Aren't you going to thank the one that saved your wretched life? Trying to hit me, are we? Maybe not so smart then. Get over there. Now. That's better. All tied up, spread-eagled before me. Helpless. Even more helpless than before. It's a start. Now, why don't we see what's underneath these clothes, Oh, are you shy? Don't be, sweetheart. You're my boy now. There's nothing to be ashamed of. I'm sure you're absolutely perfect. From your lips to your chest, to that manhood between your legs. But oh, I will be trying that myself. Look at you, bucking up against the bed, pulling against those spines. It's adorable. You're nervous then, aren't you? You're afraid, is that it? Not just of me, but the thought of a man bearing his heart cock inside of you, against your will? You've never been with a man before, is that it? Fear not, sweet boy. Females cannot be Vikings, you know. But some of us, some of us are stubborn. We don't let that stop us from getting what we want. Underneath this armor lies the yielding body of a woman. You don't believe me? See for yourself. That's better. It gets rather hot under there. Armor, clothing, bindings for the chest. It's worth it, though. I've seen more battles than I had ever dreamed. Fighting alongside my brother Vikings. I'm not sure if they know, but after all this time at war, side by side, I don't imagine they care to know. I have a warrior's heart. That's all that matters. But not to you, my boy. Here, put your hand on my breast. Don't be shy now. Yes, Your hands are so soft. Even though you come from a farming village, you must take good care of yourself. I wonder, is every inch of you as soft as this? I'm sure there are some exceptions. But I think it's time I find that out, don't you? Less resistance, I see. You like this idea, don't you? Instead of being violated by a brutal man, you get to have your way with a soft, sweet, innocent girl. Have you ever bedded a woman before? Is that so? Regardless, I teach you everything you need to know about pleasing me. But first, we need to get you out of these clothes. These dirty things don't suit such a fine creature. I know you're anxious, love. Vikings were so brutal and violent. And you're so vulnerable, stripped from the only home you've ever known. It's very hard on you, up here. But I aim to take care of you, first and foremost, and show you what to do with that lovely little pink tongue of yours. At the same time, I can't do that with you all covered up like that, so here, let me help you. I'll be gentle. Ah, yes. Look at that. You have an absolutely beautiful body, boy. And with you all tied up like this, you can't even cover up from me. No, I like this. You bound and ready to be used. Now let me just feel that chest of yours. So firm. You have more muscle than I expected. Such sweet nipples too. Oh, trying to escape my touch, Pull away from me? Spare your dignity? You think you have a choice still? That you'll flee this place? Go back to your home? You are home. Don't you get it? Wherever I go now, that's where you belong. But for now, stop fucking moving. You heard me, boy. Oh, such indignation on that face. Shh. Soothe that angry heart. As long as you behave, I promise you'll learn to love it here with me. There we are. Gentle. Soft. I can be that for you. At least in the beginning. Until you're begging me to fuck you as hard as I can. And oh, you will. Have faith in that. I know it's hard for you though. Your mind is telling you to fight, even though part of you wants it. I can tell. By your eyes, by the hard peaks of your nipples, the way the air caught in your chest when I touched you. Here. Your mind can fight all it wants, but your body won't be able. Think about it, boy. Just give in to the pleasure. And I'm all about giving pleasure, as much as I take it. But it's your choice. This is happening either way. And if fighting against the ties makes you feel better about it, then fine by me. Gods, you are quite a sight. All bound and exposed beneath me, just waiting to be tasted. Let's see here. I've tasted your mouth. Let's try your neck. Oh yes, I can feel your pulse just racing. Hot, fast, just for me. Are you ticklish then? You're shivering as I press my lips against you. I love it. Such a sweet boy. Trembling and furious and aroused. And all mine. And your chest. I felt it beneath my fingers, but those stiff little nipples are just begging to be tasted. And they are so hard. No, you can't possibly be aroused. So you must be cold. I can see why. You're completely exposed to the open air. Well, let's see if I can warm you up with my mouth then. Shall we? Now these are quite nice. And so rigid still, even with my hot tongue laving them. Why? Could it not be from cold that your nipples have peaked? Could it be from something else? Oh, shaking your head. But you don't speak. Do you not trust it then? Do you fear your trembling voice will give you away? No, of course not. But I will get it out of you, that voice of yours. When you're crying out in ecstasy beneath me, thrusting up against me in needful lust. And you deny it now. Even as I press my lips against your body. Even as you are naked and bound beneath me. Let's see if we can refocus your mind then, away from your righteous fury, and give you something else to think about. Yes, those are my fingers around your sex. Oh, your hot, stiffening sex. You're starting to enjoy this. Aren't you, boy? I know you are. I can feel you growing against my palm. Oh, do not deny it. Not when I start moving my hands like this. Stroking the length of your cock. Up and down. My fingers caressing every inch of your sensitive shaft while I kiss your neck. Like this. Was that a moan I heard? Or do my ears deceive me? Oh, don't look away, sweet boy. I mean it. Don't you look away from me. Look me in the eyes as I touch you now. Look at me. Look. I am not going to harm you. Not if I don't have to. I need you to see me. See how good it can be with me if you just give in to it. There we are. Those big, beautiful eyes. Does this not feel good? How I move my hands a little faster now. My grip tightening as my fingers slide up and over you again and again. Is that not you leaking your arousal against him? Slippery and fat and firm. No, now stop. Clearly this isn't working. No, you need something more. And so do I. I felt the stiffness of your cock with my hands, but I need to taste it now. That's right. No more resistance. No more pulling and tugging on those ropes. You want this. And you'll get it. Oh, fuck, boy. You taste so good. By the gods, this must be the finest cock in the land, and it's all mine. All mine. Every piece of you is... my man. Mine to pleasure, because yes, your pleasure is also mine. Mine to give again and again and again. Until you can't think of anything else. Until your mind is done with it. Let my tongue swirl here around the dripping eager head of you. It does taste good. Yes, back and moan up against me. That's it. You're taking it all so well, yes. Being so good for me. Such a good boy. So hot and hard and eager for me to take you all inside of me. To fill my mouth and deafen my words with the thrusting of your manhood. Deny it, but moan your pleasure instead. I can tell you from this release that you are closer than you would admit, but I still need to try you somewhere else. Look me in the eyes now. Again, again. If you want to come, you will look at me one last time. Yes, good boy. Watch me as I lower myself onto you. Claim the stiffness of your cock with my yielding cunt. Bear you inside of me to the hill like this. Gods, yes, you are good. Such a tight fit. Look as my wet slit swallows every inch of you. And it feels incredible. Yes, you were meant to be here, inside of me. You were made for this. Keep your eyes on me, boy. I didn't say you could look away. No. You need to watch as I claim your body. What was yours is now mine to take. Look as you surrender yourself to the pleasure of my body. Yes. Move. Oh, I boy. You are close again. Already. Oh, your hips are thrusting up against me. Such a good boy. I want this as much as you do. Oh, I want to feel you. I want to feel you filling me with your seed. Oh, your surrender. How good it is to embrace that release. You can do it. Come for me, darling. Come inside of my bed. Form sex. Just like I knew you would. Give in to the pleasure. There's no shame in it. You belong to me now. Give me your lease. Yes, you can do it. Yes. No. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, like that. Oh, just like that. Oh, the pulsing of your cock as you feel me. Oh, it is the sweetest thing. Here, lick my cunt clean. Taste your surrender. Good boy. Very good boy. Don't worry. I'm just going to lay next to you while you recover. I'll give you an hour. And then, Virgo again. Surprised, Arvi? Like I said, your pleasure is mine. Just like you are. And I'll make sure you never forget it.